Good morning, church. What a privilege, what an honor to be here with y'all today. Thank you, my dear pastor, Dr. Raines, for this beautiful opportunity. Breaking free. Today, the passage that we're going to read is in Genesis chapter 50, verses 15 through 21. I'm wounded. What a topic. I'm not going to ask any of you to raise your hand and recognize if you have been ever wounded, but all of us, one way or another, in our lives, through circumstances, through people, we have been hurt. And today we're going to read this passage that reads like this, verse 15. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they say, "It might be that Joseph will hate us and pay us back for the evil that we did to him." So they sent a message to Joseph saying, "Your father gave this command before he died. Say to Joseph, please forgive the transgression of your brothers and their sin, because they did evil to you. And now please forgive the transgression of the servants of the God of your father." Joseph wept when they spoke to him. His brothers also came and fell down before him and said, "Behold, we are your servants." But Joseph said to them, "Do not fear, for am I in the place of God? As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. So do not fear. I will provide for you and your little ones." Thus he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. Wow. I don't know about you, but I have asked myself many times, how is it that someone that was so hurt by his own family, by his own brothers, could be and react this way towards them? But you see, so many times in our lives, we go through very difficult experiences. If I can share, and if you allow me to share briefly some of the experiences that hurt me deeply in my own life. I was abandoned by my father along with my mother when I was just 5 years of age. I grew up without the figure example of a father in my own life and with everything that that carries along. When my father, 10 years afterwards, came into my life, I discovered on him a man that I did not know. And not only that, he used to act in ways that I did not understand. Later down the road, I was going to understand that the way my father and why he acted that way was because he was a drug addict. On cocaine, on marijuana. And when he had the drug on his body, everything will be fine. But when he did not have the drug, he will say very hurtful things to me like, "You will never be good for anything in your life. You are useless." Those are the kind of words and the kind of expressions that can cause in the heart of a teenager or a young man can mark your life deeply. And I don't know if that happened to you or not, But one thing I'm certain, that if you have to carry with those words and with that backpack, emotional backpack in you, it is very hard to be able to succeed if God does not intervene in your life. Later, when I was 18 years of age, and after I myself got addicted to drugs, to the point that my father and I used to do drugs together, I was able, through this unfortunate situation and time in my life, it took me to prison for selling drugs. 18 years of age. And in that place, I was hurt again by my father and a brother that I consider very dear to me, but that he was a drug trafficker, when I was left abandoned in jail by them. Experiences that can mark your life. Experiences that can create a hate in your own heart. And that's the way I felt towards my father and my brother. But praises be to the name of Jesus. Yeah, right. That one day, he came down to me. He met me in the prison cell. One night that I was considering and wrapping the sheets around my neck to hang myself. And there, he said to me, "Ed, don't do it, because there is hope for your life." And I found that hope in Jesus. And when I found that hope in Jesus, that Monday, October 6th of the year 1986, when I turned my life to the Lord, then all hate was able to go away, and God set me free from any resentment that I had. But not only that, later down the road, on my walk with the Lord, I was let down many times and hurt many times by spiritual leaders. I can tell you that in 34 years of ministry, I had many disappointments, many wounds caused by colleague pastors and leadership also. That is why today we have brought this empty chair to the stage. And in this empty chair, this is a very good practice. So many times I have to sit down in this chair, people that hurt me, people that wounded me, people that I would put up photographs and I will speak my heart to them. And God will bring healing through that experience. But the thing is that today in church, there are many people that are hurt. And there is something that is called RTS, Religious Trauma Syndrome. And this term is used to describe the negative mental health effects of an unhealthy or harmful religious experience. It is a form of psychological trauma that can result from the harmful effects of religious indoctrination, abuse, or manipulation. And this trauma can bring lots of symptoms. Symptoms that psychologists have recognized in functions that vary in number and severity from person to person. These symptoms could be cognitive, affective, functional, social, cultural, to the point of causing confusion, causing anxiety, panic attacks, sleep and eating disorders, rupture of family and social network, interpersonal dysfunctions, and even emotional, intellectual, social, and sexual immaturity. All these things, even religious trauma, has also been linked to severe results such as suicide and homicide. Bottom line, Dear people of God, my dear friends that are here present and those who are watching online, the bottom line is that there is people wounded anywhere and everywhere, even and including inside the church. That's why today this message is addressed to those who are broken and traumatized by life experiences. This message is to those who are disappointed at the religiosity of many churches, those wounded by ministers with zeal to put doctrines and dogmas of organizations before exercising compassion and genuine love to reach out the lost souls and those who need Jesus, even inside the church. And you want to know something? I was on that list at one point of my ministry, where to me, the dogmas of the organization were more important than to go down and get to the point of wanting to help and assist those who were wounded, as I was wounded at one point of my life. Probably today you are among those who at one point you have felt discriminated against, rejected, judged, talked down. Probably you carry today guiltiness. And you probably are tormented by something that you have done that you know that has displeased God. And you're just dealing with that guiltiness and it doesn't go away. And you don't know how to reach out to God in a way to allow yourself to be reached by the grace and the mercy of the Lord. Probably today, you are hurt and wounded because you believe that you will never be up to the challenge to walk in God's given plan and purpose for your life. I've been there. I felt that way many times. And very fundamentally, and listen to me, church, very carefully, very fundamentally, those who to this day you carry a witness, a weakness in your life, a thorn in your flesh, as the Apostle Paul expresses it in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Something that is always present, something that besieges you, and you constantly struggle with and makes you feel unworthy of God's love and forgiveness. To you, my dear brother and sister, to you, my dear friend, the Holy Spirit of the Lord tells you on this moment, my grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness. As the Apostle Paul expresses it in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. The question is, are you hurting today? Have you been deeply wounded by circumstances and people in your life? Be encouraged with the word of God, my dear brother and sister. In Psalm 34:18 says, the Lord is near the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in his spirit. Are you brokenhearted this morning? The Lord is near you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Isaiah chapter 43 verse 2, it says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, says the Lord. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. You know why? Because God is going to be with you. No matter what you go through, no matter what you have experienced, you can have the certainty today that God is with you as you go through the waters, as you go through the rivers, and as you go through the fire. Different kind of circumstances in your life. 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. So we do not lose heart, Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light, momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are seen are eternal. And finally, what the Lord said to all of us in John 16:33, I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. Do not expect to be treated by justice and with justice in this world. The Lord said it to us and said it for us. We will experience tribulation, but take heart, my dear brother. My dear sister, take heart. The Lord says that He has overcome the world. And through Him, you and I, we will be able to overcome no matter what it comes our ways. So today, we are going to see some ways how to correctly and biblically face those circumstances and our people that have wounded us. Number one, we need to face circumstances and or people who wounded us with mercy and grace. Mercy and grace. The Word of God says in Genesis 50:15, when Joseph's brothers saw their father was dead, they say, it might be that Joseph will hate us and pay us back for all the evil that we did to him. You see, people most times will expect them that you pay them back for what they did wrong to you. They will be expecting a reaction from us regarding their actions. But 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, and I want to read this in the Passion Translation, says, but he answered me, my grace is always more than enough for you, and my power finds its full expression through your weakness. So I will celebrate, says the Apostle Paul, my weaknesses, for when I'm weak, I sense more deeply the mighty power of Christ living in me. So through your weakness, and when you think that you're not going to be able to achieve what God says in His Word that you can achieve, the power of God will be perfected through your weakness. And His power will show in your life. Number two, we need to face circumstances in our people who wounded us, practicing the love shed in our hearts by God. And in verse 16 of Genesis 50 says, so they sent a message to Joseph saying, your father gave this command before he died. Say to Joseph, please forgive the transgression of your brothers and their sin because they did evil to you. And now please, forgive the transgression of the servants of the God of your father. Joseph wept when they spoke to him. You see, the life of Joseph was controlled by the love of God. When he saw his brothers, he didn't see somebody who hurt him, somebody who caused deep wounds in his heart. He saw those brothers that offended him and that sold him as a slave through the love shed of God in his heart. And the Word of God is clear. That same love has been shed in our hearts. Look what Romans chapter 5, verse 5 says. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. You see, the love that has been shed in your heart and in my heart through the Holy Spirit of the Lord will give us the capacity to love even those who wounded us deeply. Even those who offended us deeply. That is the reason why when Joseph heard what his brothers were saying, he wept. Like in a manner of saying, all I want to do is just forgive you. All I want to do is just love you. And you and I have the same capacity, even if we've been deeply hurt, to do the same thing with people. Let me read to you Colossians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14 in the version of the Bible, the Message. Be even tempered, contend with second place, quick to forgive an offense. Forgive as quickly and completely as the Master forgave you. And regardless of what else you put on, wear love. As you can tell today, I wear my best suit to come in here and deliver the message to you. But you know what? What does it matter if I wear good clothing on the outside, but in the inside I'm not clothed with love? That is something that you and I need to wear. And the Word of God says it is your basic, all-purpose garment. Never be without it. Never be without the garment of love in your life. Never be without the garment of love when you speak to somebody, even if that somebody hurts you. Always wear love in your life, even when you have to deal with difficult people. And I guess all of us, in all circles of our lives, we need to deal sooner or later with difficult people. When you speak, wear love. When you think, wear love. When you look at somebody, wear love. When you hug somebody, wear love. When you have to forgive somebody, wear love. Most times, it will be very difficult to understand why we have suffered wrong or why we were deeply wounded. And we will question people's motives and actions all the time. But only exercising the love of God placed in our hearts by the Holy Spirit will help us accept and surrender to God's sovereignty than to adopt a reproach or blame posture. 1 Peter 4:8 says, above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Number three, we need to face circumstances in our people who wounded us, leaving up to God the end results. Wow, it's easy to say than done, right? How can I leave up to God the end results? Luke verse 19 and Genesis 50. It says, but Joseph said to them, do not fear, for am I in the place of God? Am I in the place of God? Most times, my dear friends, my dear brothers and sisters, in our humanity, with our feelings, with our emotions, we are going to want to judge and to exercise many times justice or revenge by our own hands, especially towards people who have hurt us, that has caused deep wounds in us. But the Word of God is clear in Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 and 2 says, judge not, that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. I know that most of the times we probably going to have all the right to judge others, but we need to submit to what the Word of God says to us, and we are not to judge. And we need to remember that with the same measure that we use on others, it will be used back on us. And finally, number four, we need to face circumstances and our people who wounded us, understanding that God always has a higher purpose. Joseph was able to understand this. And in verses 20 and 21 of Genesis 50, he says, "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. So do not fear. I will provide for you and your little ones." Thus he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. What a lesson. What a lesson of living up to God, the end results. What a lesson of humility. What a lesson of wanting to please God that Joseph is giving us here today. The Word of God is our witness today that you and I can comfort even those who have caused us wrong. The Word of God is our witness today that you and I can also speak kindly even to those who have hurted us. My dear brothers and sisters, it will always be tough to try to understand or find purpose in pain, in disappointments, in distress, and loss. But when we face life in Christ, believing that he always thinks well of us and that he has planned and purposes, if not, let's read what Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." How good is the Lord? This way, and this only way, is how you and I will be able to understand. And understanding will be replaced by a joyful surrendering to God's control over our lives. And finally, my dear friends, my dearest brothers and sisters, we need to remember what the Word of God says to each and every one of us in Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that for those who love God, do you love God, my dear brother and sister? Yes. Do you love God? If you love God, you need to know that all things work together for your good. All together work together for your good. For those who are called according to his purpose. So today, as I call my dearest pastor, Dr. Raines, please be reminded, even though you might be wounded today, there is a place at the cross, at the feet of the cross, for you to come and surrender all your hurts, all your pain to the Lord Jesus Christ. Please do not leave today, my dear friend, My dear brother and sister, do not leave this place today with any more hurts and any more wounds. Allow the comfort that the Word of God has brought to each and every one of us this morning and the work of the Holy Spirit bring healing and walk completely free this morning.
This morning, I want us to thank the Lord for Brother Ed and a biblical message from Genesis chapter 50. Brother, thank you. And this morning, I want to invite you to stand. We always give an invitation, a response to those in the room, those who are watching around the world. And I want you to listen to God's word from Isaiah chapter 53. It's a story, a message about the suffering servant. You and I can be free today. We can break free today because he was wounded for us. Jesus paid it all. Isaiah 53 says, he was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, as one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised and we esteemed him not. It goes on to say, but he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. He was wounded for you and me. So if you need to forgive someone this morning, you can do so because he was wounded for you. This morning maybe you live and you've been wounded by somebody else, but you're not living free, and you can live free because he was wounded for you. By his wounds we are healed. And he goes on to say, we all like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter and like a sheep that before its shear is silent, so he opened not his mouth. But in absolute surrender to the will of the Heavenly Father, Jesus, the Son of God and Savior of the world, went to Calvary's cross and shed his blood and gave his life. He was wounded for you and for me, that we could experience incredible spiritual healing in life. And so today we want to invite you in just a moment. We're going to sing, Jesus Paid It All. All to him I owe. And if you're here today and you just need to come to the altar and pray with one of our prayer partners, we would love for you to do that. That you just need the Lord to set you free in some ways in your life. Somebody's wounded you and you need to find healing in the midst of that. Come to Jesus. This morning, if you're here and you've never given your life to Christ, you don't know him as your Savior, you've never followed him in believer's baptism, you need to join the fellowship of our church. The Lord's doing something in your spiritual walk with him, or he's calling you to step out on faith and serve him in some way. This invitation's for you. I'm going to be here. Our pastoral team's going to be here. We would love to welcome you and receive you. And we would love to help you from God's word find freedom. Enjoy, because he was wounded, you can be free. Let's pray together this morning. Lord Jesus, thank you for the movement of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the preaching of your word. Thank you for the story and the maturity of Joseph to his brothers. And Lord, I pray that we will understand forgiveness. Forgiveness first in you. Because when we've been forgiven by you, then we're in a position to forgive someone else. And Lord, I pray if someone has wounded us, that today could be the day that we break free, because we understand that you were wounded for our sins, our transgressions, and by your wounds we are healed. And Lord, I pray for anyone who needs to make another spiritual decision as we sing to your glory and honor, Jesus paid it all. Lord, we can obey today in this invitation. We can walk out free. We can leave changed because Jesus did pay it all, and all to him I owe. So Lord Jesus, we trust you. We follow you. We run to you and we embrace you. Thank you, Jesus. And we pray this in your name. Amen.